Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Patrick, of course, covers the Braves for us, and he joins us this morning on the waitfor.com hotline talking a little bit about the team ahead of their opener against Baltimore on Saturday. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going, John? I haven't talked to you since the big surgery, so hope you're doing well.
Yeah. No, it was all good. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. But we're all good here. We're getting ready for the Braves and seeing how they're going to do. Were you surprised at all that Nick Markakis came out as vocally as he did yesterday?
I was a little bit surprised. It doesn't surprise me at all that he would have been upset about the situation as he expressed himself to be yesterday. But it's always just surprising when you hear Nick Markakis really say anything that's headline worthy, because he seems like a guy that specifically is trained or has trained himself not to be in these situations where he's making headlines and things like that. So it was surprising in that sense. But again, it doesn't surprise me at all the fact that he would be so upset, because he's a real true baseball man. When you think of a traditional, you know, the traditional baseball person, that is Nick Markakis to a T. So it doesn't surprise me that he would be, and he's such a hard worker too. You know, he's a guy who does everything the right way. And I think it's those kinds of players especially who feel so appalled as to what's happened in Houston and in Boston.
So we haven't had a chance to ask you, Joe. Well, I haven't had a chance to ask you. How do you follow all this? How do you feel MLB has handled all of this this stuff?
Yeah, I actually have not really talked about it that much, but I'm pretty much in the boat with everybody else in that it's. I think this is one of the worst scandals that baseball's faced. I mean, obviously, I was alive and aware of the steroid scandal that happened in the late '90s and that obviously stretched in the 2000s. And I think that this one is kind of worse, because I think it looks so bad. The fact that you can go back and you can just see it all unfolding right under our noses the entire time. And it's just, there's something about it that's more tangible than steroids, which are, it's kind of unknown as to how much they were actually helping players. Obviously we know that they were helping, but when you come down and you, when you ask any of these Major League Baseball players about it, when they've been asked, they would say that knowing what pitch is coming is way more important than being able to bench press an extra 30, 40, 50 pounds. You know, it's such a clear, distinct advantage to have if you're a batter. It's really embarrassing if you're the league, and I don't think that Commissioner Rob Manfred has helped himself at all. In fact, I think he's made it worse by some of the comments that he's made, talking about the World Series trophy as a piece of metal that wouldn't have mattered to strip the Astros. That's just ridiculous. I mean, that's like saying that an Olympian is only going for a gold medal because the value of gold is worth more than the value of silver or something. It's like, that's not what athletes play the game for. They play the game for what those pieces of metal represent. And the fact that he can't see that, I think, is kind of, that just says it all right there as to his perspective on this.
A lot of people are asking now Manfred to resign.
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if he doesn't, because, again, I don't think that he's made, I think that he's actually actively made the situation worse, and his job is to protect Major League Baseball and its properties and make sure that they remain financially viable and growing. And that is not what is happening in this situation. Of course, we haven't seen any financial impacts quite yet because the season hasn't started and sponsorships and all that haven't really kicked in. But you can't say that from the way that you feel about Major League Baseball in the game right now, that it's better than it was at the end of last season or obviously before the scandal broke. And so I think that, you know, he's on a treading very, very slippery slope here as he navigates this.
Talking with Joe Patrick, he covers the Braves. Of course, we can get back to talking about the Braves a little bit. Austin Riley spoke out yesterday. Is there a sense that Austin Riley, well, I guess, you know, I'm not sold that the Cubs aren't scouting Austin Riley and seeing what he's going to do. But, you know, short of that, let's just focus on this, you know, any potential moves. Is there a sense that Austin Riley can win the job in the spring if he performs well?
I think he can definitely win the job. It's definitely possible, and I think that the Braves would like to see him do that. I think in an ideal world, they would love to see Austin Riley kill it this spring and win that job, because when you look at the Josh Donaldson situation that unfolded this offseason, you can just trace the steps that the Braves took and say they actually want Austin Riley to be the one that takes this job long-term. They didn't want to sign Josh Donaldson to a four-year deal and block Austin Riley from that position, considering they've got two outfielders who are already in place to come into those positions where Austin Riley would alternately play if he's not playing third base. So I think the club still has a lot of long-term hope for him. And I've been telling this story, just a little anecdote about him last season to a couple shows, but he's such a hard worker. And my recollection of him last year, the one image that sticks in my mind is after games, you know, guys take a shower and they get dressed in some casual clothes or maybe some dressier clothes that they're going out afterwards, but they kind of change and they leave the park. And I remember Austin Riley just kind of like marching out of there when he was in his real slump in the second half of the season. And he had this fiery look in his eye. He'd be walking out of there with his cutoff shirt, a backpack on, carrying baseball bats and equipment. Like he was about to go home and do some more work. I mean, I think that part of that determination kind of fed on itself in a bad way for him last year. And he just put up so much pressure on himself to try to get himself out of the blues that he was in. So hopefully after this offseason, he's had some time to unwind a little bit, reset, you know, work with a hitting instructor and finally be able to correct the issues that he had with the off-speed stuff last year. But I think that, you know, he's got the right temperament to get better. He's got the right head on his shoulders. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see him finally come over some of the issues that he had last year and break out in a big way long term.
We're talking to Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider on the WaveForward.com hotline. So Freddie Freeman is finally healthy. How good can Freddie Freeman be this season?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he can do, because you know, he's talked to media already this spring about the fact that he's been actually hitting this offseason for the first time ever. He didn't typically do that because he didn't want to stress his elbow. And now he's been able to swing. Actually, he said it's been part of his rehab to take swings and to work on things. So that's great. And you just wonder, have we actually seen the best of Freddie Freeman already? Or is there a whole another untapped level to his ability that we haven't even seen yet? It's kind of an exciting proposition to think about it that way. And it's just a weird situation with the elbow and the specific injury that he had with the bone spurs, because the way he describes it, they would flare up, but then the next day it would be all right. So he would just keep playing, and he just assumed, since it kind of would flare up and then go down, that it wasn't something that was long-term. He didn't know that he had such a bad injury there in that elbow. So I think every Braves fan is hopeful to see him potentially have the best year of his career. I think a big part of his season is going to hinge on how well Marcell Ozuna does hitting behind him and actually giving him the protection he needs, like Josh Donaldson did give him last year. If you look at his walk rate last year, was lower than it had been in a long time. And if you look at his stats last year, he actually had a great year last year, and he did absolutely nothing in September when that elbow was really flaring up on him and giving him a lot of pain. So you can only imagine what his stats might look like if he actually gives you what he gave you last year, plus a very productive September as well.
Well, Joe, we're looking forward to the opener against the Orioles on Saturday, and the storylines as they develop throughout the spring should be very interesting to watch the Braves as they march towards opening night. Thanks much.
Yep, we'll stay in touch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.